That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, before we start the show, let's talk about our Amazon link for the holidays at bobseska.com. Whether you're shopping for yourself, or if you're buying music by one of our awesome indie bands, or if you're getting a jump on your holiday shopping without leaving your house, don't forget to use our Amazon link just beneath the logo at bobseska.com. Our special link will take you to the front page of amazon.com, where you can go shopping until you're dropping, and by doing so through our link, we receive a teeny tiny commission on some of your purchases. Thanks for shopping through our Amazon link, and now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute now. Hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know, but... Neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Well, here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... You know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
Bob Seska!
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze wishing you the best for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Bob Seska Show!
Yeah, you know, Chez Pazienza used to say that that clip from It's a Wonderful Life used to encapsulate my entire worldview. I don't disagree. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, December 10, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,421 of the Trump crisis, 41 days until Inauguration Day. Can't come soon enough, so let's bring him in, the Goth Ninja. It is Jody Hamilton. From the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com, also sexyliberal.com, along with all the other Sexy Liberal podcasts and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. It is your podcasting superstation, of course. That's what I call it. Also, T-Rex David Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast, patreon.com/T-Rex Report. Also, his musical project called Astral Summers at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Brand new single out. That we have we debuted that single on the show? I always forget. All the days are running together. David, have we played
no,
your song
because
yet?
It
just came out in December, and it's only only women artists for this month.
That's exactly right. So I'm pushing it to January. I wasn't sure if I was able to squeeze it in before December began, but I guess the answer is no. See how out of it I am. I was telling Buzz on Tuesday's show that I am in the midst of what can only be compared to senior slump. If you remember the second half of your senior year of high school, that's where I am.
I don't actually remember my second half of my senior year of high school.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm pretty
that's
sure
it.
My mom was up at the school more than I was.
I was sleeping. I was napping Bob. I can't tell you the number of times I had teachers wake me up in the middle of a class. Just sit in the back of the classroom and fall asleep. That's right. I mean, once you're accepted into college, it's like, so long, suckers. And that was
me. Yeah, but colleges pay attention to your second semester grades.
They do. And fortunately, mine did not.
Is that my mom on here? This is going on your permanent record.
Exactly. Holy shit. So I'm just kind of winding down. But, you know, I mean, obviously I'm still on top of things. It's just my emotional, spiritual sense of, you know, what's going on around me is kind of laid back right now. So I, you know, I think it's after a long, long year, a horrifying and stressful year that we've all been enduring. And we got to talk about COVID here in a little bit. Plus, it's all happening at the same time. I mean, I think that's what's causing all of us to kind of just be powering through the holidays, get us to Inauguration Day. And one of the things on top of the worsening pandemic, and it's just, it's not only that the pandemic is bad, it's just, it's soul crushing from the perspective of, it didn't have to be this way. We didn't have to give up at the height or the initial height of the infection rate, but we did. You know how many cases there were, new cases on Sunday in Australia? 9. They are partying in the streets in Australia because they have defeated the pandemic there. On the same day, Australia had 9 cases. I think on Monday they had 7 cases. It was a high watermark day for Australia on Sunday. We had, meantime, the United States, greatest country in the world, right? American exceptionalism, yada, yada, yada. We had 173,000 new cases on that same day. You know, American stick-to-itiveness and know-how and common sense, horse sense, is gone. We have none of that crap. We're going to be talking about that a little later on. Meanwhile, the president, as if things aren't bad enough, the president losing his spadoinkle, right? Last night, he was there was a Hanukkah party at the White House. Of course, it was a super spreader event. It was a Hanukkah super spreader event. And the president said before the entire crowd of maskless, not distanced people, he said that with the help of certain very important people, if they have wisdom and if they have courage, we are going to win this election. Remarks followed with loud chants of 4 more years at the White House. And God damn it. So this is they are really, aren't they? They're banking on this Texas lawsuit against the 4 big swing states in this election.
Now, didn't the Supreme Court just unanimously rule that Muslim men that were detained at airports can sue? Or something?
Did they?
Yeah, it was a unanimous ruling, and it basically was a good thing that people that were detained unlawfully at airports during the Muslim ban have the right of redress. Apparently, it was just barely on the news, and so I'm not sure. But to me, what was remarkable was it was unanimous.
It was unanimous too when it came to the Pennsylvania ruling, or the decision not to even hear the Pennsylvania lawsuit.
And everybody got mad at Sam Alito. It's like, really?
Yeah, and all he did
was... I'm not a fan of his, but like, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's his job on the court. Right. Need a little of that. It's his job on the court. It's his job on the court to receive those petitions and then to hand them over to the rest of the court. It wasn't like Sam, and look, it's not my thing to defend Sam Alito, but the fact of the matter is it was so funny on that day to see all of these crazy red hats losing their shit about Sam Alito. Like Lou Dobbs was crapping his cage over the fact that...
Oh my God, did you see Lou Dobbs and Stephen Miller.
It was like
two baby bats screeching in a nest. It was hideous. My ears started to bleed after a minute. It's just... And Lou Dobbs is like, why won't you avail yourselves of Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz, like he's some super litigator who's going to take on the Supreme Court.
And yeah, right.
Him to overturn the right to 7 million people. But I just sent you a link, actually, Bob. I don't know if check your. It's a the, I think Michigan Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the Claxton guy from Texas.
Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, yeah.
I heard that my view on the Texas thing is that they don't have standing.
I think they do because they're...
It's a national election.
Right. Well, and also they're suing other states. It's not contained within Texas. And
right. No, I understand that. But then I want to sue Kentucky for reelecting Mitch McConnell from California.
Exactly.
I want to fucking sue Texas for what they did because they didn't have enough drop boxes out for their fucking voters. California has no standing suing Texas for how they ran their election.
Right.
Texas has no standing for Georgia or any of the swing states on how they held their elections. Plus, their argument has been not held up under any court, including the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The Supreme Court's one-line denial was brilliant this week.
It was.
Well, I mean, have you guys looked at this Texas lawsuit? Have you actually read any of it? Because it is absolutely insane. I mean, what's going to happen here is even if the Supreme Court accepts the case, and then even if the Supreme Court supports the lawsuit, it's not going to even matter. Because what's going to happen is it's going to eliminate 62 electoral votes, take those away from Joe Biden. That's going to put Joe Biden at 244 electoral votes and Donald Trump at 232 electoral votes, which is where
they
want to
throw it to the House. That's why they want to do that.
Exactly.
That's the point of this, is that as long as nobody has the 270,
mm-hmm.
legally speaking, then it goes to each state legislature to vote. And unfortunately, we only get a vote per state.
Yeah.
And there are more. There are 17, 18 other states now filing briefs in support of this stupid lawsuit.
This is absolute fucking madness. It is.
And it shouldn't happen. There are 81, almost 82 million of us, man.
Does the popular vote mean absolutely nothing to these people?
They don't believe it's true.
I mean, does sedition mean anything to these people?
Exactly.
What they're looking to do is to disenfranchise all the votes from four different states, and they're not small states either.
No.
They're including your vote, David. Because you're in Georgia. That's one of the four states. It's Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And meanwhile, Donald Trump called up your attorney general down there and told him not to rally Republican support against Trump. And you know what? If Donald Trump had called me, if I'm the Georgia attorney general, and Donald Trump had called me and said, don't you dare do it. Don't you do it. Jibby jibby do. Stay away. You know what I would do? I would say, fuck you. Fuck you, and I would be even louder. It's like my thing with bullies like Trump. I think I mentioned this last week. I run into the fire. I don't, and I think more people need to.
This is one of the reasons I love you, because we're the same guy. We're like, I see a bully, my immediate instinct is to poke him in the eye.
I know you, man. You are even worse than I am when it comes to that. I mean, you're even more aggressive is what I meant to say. Yeah, because,
because they're all paper tigers. Every single bully will fold when you go right at him. And I just can't believe, I guess it's just the product of being a Republican. You've been punching down all your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've never even tried to punch upward and found out that the people are, like, an inch deep and that their defenses will crumble. Like,
that's
right. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, this is going to be over in a matter of, what did I say at the top of the
Monday.
Show? 41 days. Monday. Exactly.
Monday.
This will be the 14th. But it's not going to stop Donald Trump. Of course he's going to continue. He's probably going to sue the electors or something
that. Well, I thought he was suing some electors. But
yeah, he was.
Regardless of that, Nevada electors, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is he has said he's fighting until January 20th. The problem is Congress technically has to approve the electors who vote on the 14th. They have to approve it on January 6th, which is why the Georgia runoff is on the 5th, I believe.
Yeah, right.
And I know that Maxine Waters, I believe, during 2016, I want to say, or maybe, no, it was 2004,
mm-hmm.
with Bush. She had an issue with that election, and then Barbara Boxer seconded it in the Senate. I'm not sure which election it was. And then there was like a 2 or 3 hour debate, and then they just said, yes, George Bush is the president. Now, there is at least one guy in the House that wants to do that this year.
Yeah.
It's up to, and it will be the Senate, because if he doesn't get any senators, then it goes nowhere. If he gets one senator, now I see a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz or, you know, there's a few that I can see doing this. I just literally, guys, at least with the Bush thing in 2004 or even in 2016, hello, there was a question over the validity of the actual election.
Yes.
This is a valid election.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. The problem they had is they couldn't rat fuck it this time. They tried with the post office.
Mm-hmm.
They really tried. And with the, you know, I'm against any sort of voting machine. I'm completely and utterly against it.
Yeah.
The problem they had this time, too many paper ballots, easily proven that this is a valid vote.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
They're just doing everything they possibly can. They're throwing everything against the wall. They're testing the fences for weaknesses and whatever weakness they find. And they're putting a lot of stock into this Texas lawsuit as the main weakness, as the opening that they can use.
Cracking my ass.
I mean, this is what.
But these suits have no, like you said again, they're written in crayon. They've got bits of macaroni glued to them. I mean, they're just garbage suits, and they're putting their eggs in this basket. Like, I mean,
yeah. Well,
don't they understand that, like, a really could, like, you know, Kamala Harris could do the same thing, or Kamala Harris could do the same thing in 2024?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't understand that all these tactics can be turned around and used against.
Oh no! There won't be an election in 2024 if they get their way this year.
Well, that's just it. I mean, Steve Schmidt had this one of his inimitable speeches yesterday on MSNBC where, you know, he spoke the truth, 100% of the unvarnished truth, which is that we are just perpetually now one election away from losing our republic. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where the Republicans have put us right now. The biggest threat to the existence of the American Republic is the Republican Party and Donald Trump, who is the ostensible head of the Republican Party and will likely continue to be in charge of the Republican Party as long as he wields this weapon, which are these 74 million crazy crackpots and weirdos and cosplayers and all the rest of them who think that Donald Trump, the one guy, and I'll keep repeating this to my fucking grave, the one guy who is the most notorious liar in the history of notorious liars, he's the only guy telling the truth, don't you know? And everyone else, literally, including Trump-supporting Republicans, including Trump-appointed judges, are lying. that's the logic they're expecting us to accept. And there is no coming back for these people. So therefore, the only way that we can continue to move forward as a republic is to, you know, and this is going to be hard for a lot of us, but we need to put aside a lot of the divisions in the, within the Democratic big tent and move forward in a unified way geared toward doing nothing but registering new Democrats and getting those new Democrats out to the polling places. We have to out-hustle and overwhelm them and outnumber them in every possible way. If we do not do that, the next election, or, you know, whether it's 2022, 2024, maybe even some of these state and local elections, where I don't think there were any state legislatures that were flipped in this election. So the Republicans were able to hold on. Now the Republicans can gerrymander, further gerrymandering. That means more security for people like Louie Gohmert and Rand
and
Paul.
And his tooth.
And his tooth.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Oh my God, was the most disgusting video I have seen.
If you haven't seen this video, you need to
watch it in slow motion. It's the best.
Oh God, it's so
disgusting. Because I thought at first that he was had this giant wad of gum in his mouth, and I was like, you would think by now that he would have, you know. And then you watch it, and it's actually his upper right incisor, not the canine, and it just falls out, and he just kind of moves it around in his mouth so he can keep talking,
which is
the worst part. I mean, yeah, and
Oh, what God, is so gross?
It's like all nine plagues of Egypt are falling on these people every time they try to do a press conference.
I mean, literally a plague.
Diarrhea running out of his temples and then like farting on Jenna Ellis and giving her COVID and just like Four Seasons total landscaping. And now it's like, so, okay, Rudy's in the hospital. We'll hand the crazy baton to Louis Gohmert.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking like starts to visibly deteriorate on camera.
Right,
it's
right.
It's bizarre. It's like they're all... I don't know. I was lying in bed last night thinking about projection. I was like, maybe there really is an international cabal of adrenochrome drinking cannibals, and it's the Republicans.
Adrenochrome. Yeah.
And this is their, like, you know, visible deterioration from, like, you know, staying high on adrenochrome.
But look, David, didn't you know Joe Biden mispronounced Becerra the other day? Or
well, so did Stephanie couldn't pronounce his first name.
Okay. Well, and the pronunciation of his first name is?
Javier
Becerra. That's the. Mm-hmm. But I think Biden missed Becerra, and it was just like
Becerra initially because it's a double C. And I mean, he doesn't know him that well. Who cares?
Who cares? Who the fuck cares?
285,000 people are fucking dead.
What we really need to be doing is hammering the media when they do this shit.
Yeah.
When they do this false equivalency, when they try to keep, you know, like the bar for Republican politicians at this point is so fucking low that it's in hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Matt Gaetz, for fuck's sake, with his fat head and his mysteriously attached 19-year-old pool boy, it should not be allowed to pass muster.
Yeah. Well,
Jim Jordan with his pathological, you know, allergy to blazers and, you know, attachment to teenage boys in showers. Mm-hmm. Like, this should not be acceptable.
Well, cable news media is incapable of covering someone like Donald Trump, covering these crimes, covering this kind of sedition. They can't do it. They don't know. This whole both sides nonsense drives me up a fucking wall, because what you see, and this is exactly what we're talking about here in the course of this discussion. Take one thing. Joe Biden, let's say, took 12 hours to announce what was wrong with his fucking ankle. All right, that's one the one Joe Biden thing.
Right, and that, people start bitching about transparency.
Yeah, well, that rises to the same level of coverage as the tens of thousands of Trump things, including the most horrible things, like close to 300,000 deaths from COVID because of Donald Trump's irresponsibility and his incompetence.
We don't even know why he went to Walter Reed in November of 2019.
Yeah, no shit. We don't know what the details are of his care at Walter Reed when he had COVID, for God's sake, because of that slimy fucking doctor who signed an NDA almost assuredly. So, you know, these are all things that get lumped in and take on the same level of importance with some people on cable news. So and I'm not indicting all of cable news. Obviously, there are some members of cable news who are doing invaluable work. See also MSNBC in prime time. But beyond that, it's just like, oh, my God, would you please stop it, Chuck Todd? sorry, did I throw in an actual name there? Yeah,
I still can't believe he's got a job.
Yeah, well, Claire McCaskill.
Me either. I mean, I don't know. He is just mind-bogglingly bad. What was the other guy? David, who was before him?
David Gregory.
David Gregory.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Like, they're both, like, they have, like, equally, like, zero charisma between them. Like, the two of them, if charisma was dynamite, they couldn't blow their noses.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just...
Chuck Todd.
I'm so happy, though, that Meet the Press got knocked out of the 5 p.m. slot, because every day my TV turned off at 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was there like a fanboy at 4 for Nicole Wallace, or as Leslie Jones calls her, Nikkei.
Yeah. Well, you know the tagline for Meet the Press should be? It should be Meet the Press. Ah, whatever. I mean, it's just, he doesn't give a shit. And we saw
Chuck,
it on...
I've never heard of a follow-up question, Todd.
Yeah, we saw it on display this week, where I think Claire McCaskill let him have it for just presenting this absurdly cynical analysis of Joe Biden's cabinet choices. Like, oh yeah, most of these cabinet choices are just done for politics. That's all he's doing. He's trying to appeal to certain demographics. Wink, wink, black people, wink, wink. And this is, oh, holy shit. And Claire McCaskill was like, well, you know, Chuck, that was one of the most cynical analyses I've ever heard in my life. And Chuck Todd literally goes, well, that's fair. Even when he's being challenged, he's like, yeah, whatever.
I want to be married to him. He'd be like, hey, buy me a yacht. Okay.
This is Chuck. Yeah. This is the perfect sound effect, I think, for Chuck Todd right here. This. This is a...
Oh, sir.
He needs to borrow that for Meet the Press. Donald Trump's trying to disenfranchise millions of American voters, disenfranchising entire giant states. Eh, whatever. Chuck.
Others say it's not fair. You know, it's like... Oh,
others say it's not fair. Yeah, exactly. So let's see what else here. Trump quoted Tucker Carlson on Twitter today. I noticed this. Again, another fucking thing. And it's just like picking away at the integrity of American democracy. If you're looking for election rigging, look no further. That's what this is. They kept information from the public in order to influence the outcome of the election. They rigged it. And that was Tucker Carlson. He's talking about keeping information from the public. Well, anyone remember this quote? I wanted to play it down. I still like playing it down. That's Donald Trump talking to Bob Woodward about not informing the public of the extent of the pandemic.
You have to get his exact tone of voice because he's, I play it down.
I play it down. I just gotta play it down.
It's like nothing, no any cognizance whatsoever of the thousands of lives in the balance. Just like, it's part of my style.
Right.
Chicks dig it.
So, you know, but I mean, see, now they're finding the thinnest, like the wafer thinnest possible arguments now. Like what Tucker Carlson is saying here is directed at the press. We didn't bring up the fact that Hunter Biden was being investigated for his taxes by federal investigators in Maryland. They didn't mention that before the election. So therefore, the press interfered in the election. This is another one of their new arguments that Donald Trump has clearly endorsed by quoting it and tweeting it out from fucking Tucker Carlson.
Well, then we can invalidate 2016 because of all the disinformation on Facebook. I mean,
Well, I mean, there was a case where there was a legitimate concern, where there was an ongoing FBI investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, that strongly indicated that Russia was interfering with the election. And what we know, it's so funny to listen to people, I mean, respectable people, journalists, even cable news people, talking about how Russia was able to do this with Facebook, social media, and so on. But they don't go the extra step. They go right up to Russia was using Facebook to interfere with the election. But they never say, and they changed all these minds. Russia was able to change the minds of thousands, if not millions, of American voters. And if that didn't happen, then it wouldn't have been such a big deal. I mean, yeah, they attempted it, but if they hadn't changed minds, what's the difference? It would have had no impact. But they did. They changed minds, and that changed the outcome of the election in a way that no one expected. No one anticipated that the Russian attack, this gigantic, unprecedented cyber attack, would have altered the outcome and made Donald Trump president. And knowing full well that they were explicitly trying to get Donald Trump elected, trying to make Hillary Clinton lose, or at least trying to cripple her in case she did win so that she would have a presidency that would be, from day one, screwed. And so that was the goal. But right now, they don't have anything along those lines. I mean, their own people, as I said before, Trump appointees, Bill Barr, Trump appointed judges, Trump supporting governors like Brian Kemp are just saying, no, Mr. President, this is not what happened. And then meanwhile, I don't know if you guys have seen any of these reports from local officials. Like there was one official in Boise, Idaho, who was being targeted at home, like people, red hats pounding on her door because of the mask mandate in Idaho. I mean, these people are out of fucking control. And it's all because they're following the lead of Donald goddamn Trump. I have to apologize because for 4 years, I am still on the fact that this guy is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That first John Oliver episode after the 2016 election where he said President Trump, and then he did a whole bit about how weird it is to be saying President Donald Trump. That's the way I felt this whole time. Like every time I see this adulation, I see people acting on his word, endangering themselves, endangering their own lives for this guy. And I just remember that it's the fucking weirdo with the orange face and the weird hair and the misshapen clothing and the cartoon character that we've all been making fun of for 3 or 4 decades here, especially on the East Coast, as he bungles his way through one ridiculous fucking deal, one ridiculous tabloid story after another. That's the guy that they have rallied around. And he's nothing but a fucking tyrant. He is a fascist. And if he is allowed, after the inauguration, if he is allowed to have some sort of life and personal prosperity, some sort of cozy post-presidency life, fuck
oh, hell no.
That.
No, no. On January 20th, if he does his whole big counter-programming thing and uses Air Force One, which I really wish that like he would go to get on Air Force One and someone would just be like, computer says nah.
Well, I was talking.
Computer says nah, but I mean, he's going to turn Air Force One into a white Chevy Bronco.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he's going to like you know flee down to Florida, and it's, really, we'll all be watching. You know, every moment of the flight, and then he'll you know enter a life of golf courses and litigation.
No,
and then hopefully prison.
No, but yeah. I just, well, there like, you go.
I do feel like. He once he loses Russia's support, once he loses, I think he gets it. I think that he understands that every molecule of oxygen he gets right now is just because he's occupying that building.
Yeah, he's living on borrowed time at this point.
Well,
it scares the crap out of me, which is why I still haven't started a Patreon page because I might be leaving the country. So.
Well, you can still do Patreon from Canada.
I'm not moving to. They don't want us.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, we can't go to Canada.
Fuck.
My brothers right and sisters. My brother and sisters can because they're part Canadian. Their mom was Canadian.
I mean,
so they've all been allowed to. They if they need to emigrate to Canada, they can go. But they ain't taking my ass because my mom ain't Canadian.
That's what we all have to pile into a van. Like the three of us: Kimberly, Buzz, Mrs. Burbank. We all get. We all get to
imagine a T-Rex-sized cat carrier.
No, you'd be like, we'd have to open up the sunroof so you could poke your head out like Dino in the opening for the Flintstones,
Exactly.
And then we drive up to the border and we go, don't you know who we are? We get like Mary Trump in, too. Like we bring Mary Trump
sexy
along.
Liberals. Yeah, she'll be our cred.
That's right.
We'll get Mary Trump to drive the RV for us and... Maybe we get Jen Kirkman in there, too. We'll get all the Stephanie Miller good guys, like all of the
turning into more of a tour bus at this point.
Yes, that's right. We'll get the entire Stephanie Miller extended cinematic universe to pile into an RV, and then we'll drive up to the Canadian border.
I just imagined a giant-sized, like, Biden bus with Stephanie's face on the side.
Yeah.
Right? Pink and black. Like rolling up to the border, you know, like.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be so great. Like the entire like sexy liberal cast and crew. And there we are. Don't you know who we are? You must let us into Canada. We're political refugees. Stephanie and I are playing sound effects in the back.
Exactly.
We made fun of Rudy Giuliani's
really,
farting.
Somebody needs to Scooby-Doo this cartoon.
I know.
This could be absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I can't draw, so...
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Okay, well, the holiday season is the one time of year we all get to indulge in our favorite traditions and feel like a kid again. No matter what you celebrate, everybody shares in the spirit of giving, whether it's giving gifts to our favorite people or spreading cheer to everyone around you. This year, give yourself and the ones you love an opportunity to look as young as the season makes you feel with Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduced wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in just a matter of minutes. Plexiderm works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet too. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. And you can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call 1-800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal to the operator. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal at checkout. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show. And so the reel turns again.
Who does it care? cast aside.
How many people who never fell in love?
So many trying to make it through the night. But we were so perfect, you and me.
Lost in each other's arms, so hard we tried.
Sweet nothings in the afterglow. Nothing to lose, nothing to hide. The mask is made, we wear it well. We may fool ourselves, we may deny.
Give this one an extra long play here on the show today. Linda Kay and Ian Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead.
What?
And one of the most beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard this song yet, David? I don't know if I played this originally on the Thursday show.
Amazing.
I thought you played it when you first got it from Linda a while ago.
Yeah, I did. I already played it. I played it back in May. That's what we're doing. Yeah, we're replaying some of our favorites.
Yeah,
because
Linda's
women.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
I must have missed this one.
Yeah, Linda Kay.
It's the day that I slept through most of the show.
Maybe. Linda's so talented. I love
she's
that whole record.
Incredible. And there's a lot more at her website, lindakay.com. That's Linda with a Y, LyndaKay.com. Link in the description. Yeah, Linda Kay Parker. And
Linda Kay Parker. And her husband actually is the owner and creator of Coffin Cases. So if you have a guitar... and you would like a coffin case, that's where you go.
There you go.
Literally, his guitar cases look like coffins.
Okay, I've got to tell you guys so cool. My mom's Lemmy story.
Okay.
Cool.
So my mom went up to something in Washington.
That's like the last thing I ever expected you to say. My mom.
Did they sing together? Were they? Did they do a duet too?
They did not sing together. They met at the Kennedy Center. I think my mom was up there for something, and she actually got tickets for her and my stepdad to the Kennedy Center honors.
Yeah.
And she was like walking across. There's like this big walkway that you look down from on the main doors at the Kennedy Center, and there's this guy in a pretty sloppy tuxedo who looks like a homeless person standing there, like, looking down at the door, and she goes, "What are you doing?" Well, she's like, "Hi, what are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm waiting for someone uglier than me to come in."
Not at the Kennedy Center honors.
And my mom said, "I hate to tell you this, darling, but you're going to be here a while."
Yeah.
And they were best friends for the rest of the night. And
no,
so,
I bet.
Oh, man. That's
my
awesome.
Mom got home and she's like, "I met Lammy."
Lammy.
And
I'm like,
even better.
And she's that's like, "From the Motorheads."
I'm like,
stop. Wait, back up. You met Lemmy from Motorhead? And she was like, "I did. He's really nice." You know?
He was nice.
Yeah, of course.
He was a lovely human. He was a fixture at the Rainbow.
My brother was just mortified. He didn't get to meet Motorhead, but my mom, get to meet Lemmy, but my mom did.
Yeah.
I think it's even better.
Well, you have to be nice if, you know, your mom sat there for an entire evening with Lemmy and was calling him Lammy. So, I mean,
right.
I guess the fact that she did that, he was nice about it.
I think it was the accent, actually, that was throwing her.
Yeah, okay. His accent was rather he was lovely. I mean, I met him a couple times at the Rainbow, but the funny thing about Linda.
Yeah.
She, when she was like 7 or 8 years old, dressed up as one of my mom's characters on her show, the old lady with the boobs that hang down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The character's name is Stella Toddler. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, "No, I did. I dressed up as Stella Toddler." I'm like, "At 7 of all the characters?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so she sent me a picture. It's the funniest fucking picture. So I sent it to my mom. I'm like, "This is my friend Linda. She dressed as you when she was 8.
Oh, my God. Yes. And I love that character. That's one of my favorite characters
Stella's
that your mom ever played.
Poor Stella. God bless her. She was beaten up all the time, that poor woman.
Well, as I said, I'm just...
my brother found a picture of me that I will have to get a copy of. But it's me at like 6. Sitting there glued to the television, and it says on the back, "David watching Carol Burnett."
Aww. That's how I met Randy Rainbow, was because he posted a picture of his cat who passed away watching my mom in the Broadway show Putting It Together. And then people tweeted that at me. And so I tweeted him. I said, "I'm going to send that to my mom. She loves you." I said, "She's Carol Burnett." And he was like, "No, she's not." I'm like, "Yes, she is." And so that's how I met Randy. That's how I met Randy.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And then it was a whole trying to get them on the phone together. That was hilarious. But no, I mean, now I have Randy's phone number and we text.
Well, I got to get into what I discussed with Malcolm Nance yesterday as far as Trump post inauguration. But first, how about some Christmas music? Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah.
We couldn't have picked a better time.
Silly, silly jingle.
To wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready for Joe Biden?
I'll say we are.
Electoral college time is near. Time for Trump to sow some fears. We all vote and we can't wait. Hurry, Biden, don't be late. It's treason, they're trying a coup. Rudy, he's a nincompoop.
But Trump might not be arrested.
They have sealed indictments, don't they?
No, we don't want to overdo it.
What do you mean overdo
we
it?
We want him arrested.
Yeah, he should be arrested.
Why do we have to go through this with
everybody? Oh, Rocky, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah, classic.
I
think that may be his best ever. That is brilliant.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Well, speaking of best ever, you know who else has a Christmas song out right now? The great Nick Lutzko. How about this? Here we go. This is called It's Almost Christmas Time. Nick, let's go.
It's almost Christmas time and I'm all by myself. I ain't got no Christmas cheer. I ain't ringing no jingle bells. I cut myself shaving. Left a little blood in my sink. It's got some people on the internet. But I swear it isn't what they think. I've been as good as gravy this whole year. I'll let you ask my grandma, but my grandma isn't here. What I want for Christmas is a pardon from the president. Woo! I didn't do anything wrong, but the police are asking questions and grandma's gone. What I want for Christmas is a pardon from the president. I've told him everything that I know. I left her at the motel and she never came home. But still the police won't leave me alone. And Neptune's never gonna give me a show. Till the president pardons me. Charges Jeff Bezos. President Trump, first and foremost, thank you for ending the war on Christmas. You and I share a common enemy in Jeff Bezos. He ruined my Halloween party and he probably murdered my grandma. We can take him down together, but I need you to do one thing for me.
Pardon me. Jeff Bezos murdered Barnes and Noble. Jeff Bezos murdered Sears. Pardon me. Jeff Bezos probably murdered my grandma. Christmas time is almost here. Jeff Bezos murdered Barnes and Noble. Jeff Bezos murdered
Sears. This is easy as a stroke of a pen.
Jeff Bezos probably.
He's so good.
And Nick Jr.'s never gonna give me a show. Till the president pardons me.
Okay. the great Nick Lutzko right there. And
it's just infuriating how talented he is.
So effortless.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I forget to notice how funny it is because it's actually working for me musically.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. And I want
him to come on my show. This is I kind of sent a sort of douchey, like, hey, Twitter, like, shout out to him last night saying, please come on my show.
But
seconding it here because I really want to talk to him.
Well, Kimberly's leaving me for Nick Lutzko. So I just.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand that.
Yeah. You know what? So do I. I totally understand.
Yeah, but I think Jason Blake, our Honolulu friend, has beat us to it. He was the first person who was like, you need to go watch the boat parade video because he walks around with his shirt open.
Yeah, I love Jason. Yeah, we were, he's a Hawaii guy, that's for sure. And yeah, in fact, yeah. It was just a little a personal note. It was 10 years ago yesterday that I moved to Hawaii. So it was like that was a big landmark day in my life. It was a big deal. Spent 5 years there. Yeah, I still miss it. But
wait,
of
December
course,
7th? You weren't dropped there by Japanese, were you?
December 9th. It was December 9th. I was there. Yeah, yeah.
Way back in 1941, a pod fell from a plane and lodged in a coral reef.
Yeah.
Wide off Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the fact that he's just like offering them like mints to anyone who walks into his office?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah.
Be in the middle of a conversation with someone and think, oh, do you need a pardon?
Yeah, he's handing them out like Christmas presents. Seriously, I'm not making that up.
This is not an exaggeration, apparently, that he is just obsessed with pardons right now. He's got that thought in his brain and that thought only. And he's just a man with a hammer and everything's a nail. And he's just like, you know, if there was a dog in the White House, he would ask it if it needed a pardon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, it's like nobody is allowed to touch his Diet Coke button.
That's true.
You know, like nobody, not even Ivanka, is allowed to touch the Diet Coke button.
Well, you know,
that is like, but he'll hand out pardons to like just random people walking in off the street.
Oh, yeah. That's why Nick Lutzko's asking for one. He's giving them out, so might as well try. But Malcolm Nance and I yesterday were talking about how Donald Trump, post-inauguration, is going to carry on, and I couldn't believe Malcolm actually agreed with my theory on this, that Donald Trump is going to carry on as kind of a shadow president. Like he's going to continue to pretend like he's president. He's only been exiled a little bit, and so he's going to continue trying to govern his red hats. He may even try to sign like fake executive orders and
like the
like
Truman
that.
Show?
Yes, exactly right. Except it's going to be, it's much more nefarious than that. It's just, it's for the intention of, you know, setting himself up for 2024 should he decide to do that, which it's doubtful that he will. But
he won't do that. But the question is, the only way that works is if he's given the oxygen for it to work.
Well, right. But he's got plenty of people who are willing to give him money. And I think that's the entire point. It's the continuation of the cynical cash grab. As long as he's pretending to be president.
Let's just take a moment to ponder on Glenn Beck.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, Glenn Beck, yes.
Not exactly running the world these days. It's
no.
Like once you lose the major three cable networks as your bullhorn,
O'Reilly is another
example.
Bill O'Reilly,
it's off in the wind.
Joe Rogan's the only guy that does it without any real help.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, like any white privileged asshole, Trump has no idea of the forces that are holding him up right now. It's like the one-legged woman on that Sopranos when Tony was like, let's get together. And she's like, I can't all the time prop you up.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, it's like everyone's propping him up and he doesn't quite get it because there are people desperately just trying to keep him from like shitting in the office.
Yeah.
Which he did literally. Apparently the other day when he left the Oval Office with the Medal of Honor recipient was there, and he's you see the video, he just kind of wanders out of the room.
Oh yeah,
and the Medal of Honor recipient standing, only not nearly as funny. But the poor guy is just standing in the middle of the Oval going, now what do I do,
with his arms outstretched with the Medal of Honor around his neck. Yeah, oh my god, that was funny as fuck. And yeah, old man just wandered off. Donald Trump just wandered away. And I guess what? The theory is that he had to shit?
That's what Noel Castler believes, is that he may have already done it.
He may have already shit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is what amphetamines do to you, man. I mean, come on.
Did you say
no, it's adrenochrome, dude. I'm telling you.
Adrenochrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're drinking baby's blood. They're torturing all that QAnon thing is projection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you also hear that, accordingly, Joe Biden's team, when they enter the White House, is going to have to disinfect and fumigate the entire place? I mean,
sage, a lot of sage. They're going to need that. I think they will
need to bring a team of exorcists.
Yes, they'll need the lady from Poltergeist to come in and say this house is clean, even though it will be, versus at the end of that movie, it wasn't quite clean yet. They're going to need... yes, exorcisms.
Can y'all back up? You're messing with my frequencies.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love that lady.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they're going to need a tanker truck of Nature's Miracle to get rid of all the crapping. Oh my God, what a chore that's gotta be.
You ever seen when they like put the bag over a whole building and then they fumigate?
Oh yeah, they have to tent the building. They used
They're
to do that.
Have to just tent the White House and like everyone ought to stay out for a month so while they kill all the gremlins and Russian mics.
That's right. And then
they better sweep the shit out of that place for bugs.
And then Jesse Pinkman and Walter White will go in there and cook meth while the White House is tented. Yeah.
I want Biden to stay out of there until we know that that place is
not booby trapped.
Sanitary, you know, yeah. And just, I mean, as sanitary as they can get it. I mean, UV light should just be inside that house for days before he moves in and people cleaning and just getting it hospital clean. It's just got to be like that.
Well, I want to talk about Facebook here and the investigation by the FTC for monopolistic practices. We're going to talk about that and a little bit more here on the show. But first, if something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, I've got the solution for you. It's called BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, seeks to provide professional help with ease. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. They assess your needs with a few questions and match you with a licensed professional board-certified therapist. Start communicating in under 24 hours, connecting in a safe, private online environment. Send a message to your counselor and receive a timely response. Schedule weekly video or phone sessions, whatever is most comfortable for you. Anything you share is confidential. If you want to try a new therapist, it's simple and free to switch. BetterHelp says they're more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available too. Start living a happier life today. You'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/sexyliberal. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/sexyliberal and receive 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/sexyliberal. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
In a world that was made for little boys, she don't care much about getting dirt in her hair or little girl toys. She will get pushed around, she'll fall more than her brother. She will keep rising up, she stands on the backs of little girls before her. She's got it all figured out.
Yeah, between this song and the Linda Kay Lemmy song, holy shit, this is why I play these women recording artists. A second play for them here at the end of the year. Just an amazing song. Yeah, this is Well-Known Strangers and Betsy Ade. A song called Stuff It Down from Pathaway. Link in the description. We played this back in February. Wellknownstrangers.com. Link in the description. Yeah. Really good. And you know what? This makes me think the lyrics of the song. Holy shit. I don't know. You can make a big deal about this because it's ultimately Time Magazine that we're talking about here. No one buys magazines anymore. But Time Magazine rolled out its nominees for Person of the Year. And there were four nominees. Joe Biden. That's one. Donald Trump. That's another. Anthony Fauci.
They're dangling it in front of Donald Trump just to snatch it away. You know it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You know, because he's so big on the... But go on.
Yeah. And the racial justice movement. And there was a gigantic history-making event this year, particularly at the beginning of November, in which we elected our first woman vice president.
Yeah, hi.
And hello, where's Kamala Harris on this list?
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, people are kind of forgetting that because we just want this to be over.
Mm-hmm.
That the enormous history that will be made at noon on, you know,
I mean, look, I get it.
I mean, I'm so happy that we did this, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And she's going to be an amazing vice president. And, and I'm so ecstatic for her and look forward to my doctor going to visit, Kamala and Doug, in DC since she knows them.
Oh my God.
You know, she
so
was
cool.
My first choice for president. So
she was my second.
Seeing her as vice president makes me just as happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my second choice for president. Elizabeth Warren was number one for me. So, I mean, I'm so happy.
Yeah, and for me, she was at various levels of one through three. At some point,
right,
she
was
number one.
She went back and forth with me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what they need to do is get rid of that fucker Donald Trump, get him out of the nominee list, put in Kamala Harris, and then we'll
Thank
be fine.
You.
Because, like, yeah, we get Joe Biden has unseated an incumbent president for the fourth time since Hoover. There was Hoover, there was Jimmy Carter, there was George H.W. Bush, and now there's Donald Trump. Joe Biden has done it. He has unseated an elected incumbent president, and that seldom ever happens. Anthony Fauci.
And he's the second one to get more than 50. He beat Reagan's percentage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So FDR, when he unseated Hoover, had like, he was insane, his popularity. But that's the only one that he's behind is FDR against Hoover as far as the percentage of the vote, which is also pissing me off about these fucking people that want to overturn my fucking vote. Exactly.
So, you know, I think about FDR, though, and I mean, God, he had such a wonderfully soaring oratorial style.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he came along. It was to talk about timing. It was like with Barack Obama. The timing was exactly fucking right. If FDR found his place in history. We're talking about a guy.
The way he talked, you could hear the open vistas of a new and promising world. You know, it was just like that.
That's really good.
It was his rich background, too. I mean, he was.
Yeah, some of that is just the sound of aristocracy.
And no one does FDR voices anymore. And you've done it, David. That's pretty that's pretty great. I think that's quite an accomplishment.
Bringing back the FDR.
So I get Dr.
Like a complete like banks and banks of useless imitations, like the vice principal from my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Let dead on, but you've never heard him. But anyway.
Okay.
Continue, please.
Well, just a warning. I was mentioning Anthony Fauci as one of the nominees and also frontline healthcare workers. So it's Dr. Fauci sharing that nomination with frontline healthcare workers. And that makes total sense. Racial justice movement. That makes total sense, too.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump, get him the fuck out. He's killed 300,000 Americans, for God's sake.
Well, they said before that the person of the year is not necessarily a hero. It is a person who has dominated or otherwise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And there could be a case to be made for it. But really, honestly, Time Life, they did that just so they can get his hopes up and then smash them.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Because I feel like we're at that level of pettiness right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do make him man of the year, it'll be because he killed 300,000 people.
Well, Adolf Hitler.
And lost the election. And Adolf Hitler
famously got man of the year from Time Magazine, too. So, yeah, bear that in mind. Meanwhile, I think this is an ongoing warning to all COVID shirkers. All these fucking red hats who think it's okay to just go out and have these super spreader events and not wear masks and just ignore all the rules. So dooming thousands and thousands of people and keeping us all locked up in our houses in perpetuity until there's a vaccine. Watch out, because COVID's going to make you impotent. COVID is going to make you flaccid. You're going to get erectile dysfunction from COVID.
Which means they can't reproduce. I like that.
That's exactly right. And I don't know if you're talking about a cardiovascular issue, which is how it happens. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if something like Viagra or Cialis works to overcome. Because if it's a physical anomaly that's causing the ED, the medicine inside Viagra or whatever it is, it won't correct that problem. So
once the blood vessels are shut down, they're shut down.
They're shut down. Exactly right. And that's
why Louis Gohmert's tooth fell out. Because no, I'm serious. He had COVID, and it actually, like, the blood vessels that run to your gums get compromised because a lot of your circulatory system really suffers during COVID.
It does.
People's teeth are falling out. It's in the New York Times.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
I think we need to move away from the super spreader event terminology, because it sounds like something you'd stand in line for at Target.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, super is always good. Spreader sounds like a fertilizer or gardening tool. And events are things you plan for and get dressed up for.
So what do you think?
I think we should call them, like, mass infection incidents.
Mass infection incident. That's
like
great.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's like mass murder. Yes. Mass infection. I like that.
Mass infection event. Or let's see. What would be a cool acronym to add to that? Like MII doesn't really sound out anything. MIT? No, that's already taken. I don't know. But
mass infection activities, MIA.
There you go. Perfect. Bing, 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 bing.
China.
Oops. I don't know where the China came from.
I don't know. What about a mass infection node? Because nodes sound kind of gross. And
it does sound gross.
So it's men.
Min.
Min. You know,
the knights who say min.
Min. Well, you know what min is? Min has a special meaning in my house because that was Kimberly's word for vagina when she was a kid. When she was
really?
A teenager, her and her friends called
a
it.
A min?
Her and her friends called
not
it.
Not a mint. Min.
Min. M-I-N.
Min.
And sometimes it's reported min. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I got it. How about this? Named after Emperor Ming. Mass infection node gathering.
Oh, perfect. I think we have a winner. Holy shit. Really good. See, people need to be consulting us here on this show more often. Joe Biden, come on, give us a call. I'm only 20 minutes away.
Because it's super spreader. It sounds like something that's like a Black Friday
super,
deal.
Thanks for
you know, it's like something you aspire to.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay, finally, Facebook is being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission for monopolistic practices. It's about fucking time that something happened along these lines. I didn't even know they did these investigations anymore. I thought the whole antitrust thing was dead.
Trade busting was dead in the 19th century,
yeah. Yeah, that's right. When Teddy Roosevelt went away, that was the end of the trust busting. But here we are with the FTC in more than 40 states accusing Facebook on Wednesday of buying up its rivals to illegally squash competition. I mean, we were even watching a commercial for Oculus, you know, the VR headset that you can play video games in virtual reality. I just sounded like a really old person describing it that way. But then at the end, the logo comes up, Oculus, and then it says, buy Facebook. And I was just like, ah, fuck. Fuck, I can't use Oculus now. But I swear to God, and this is the worst context to say this, but I actually love Instagram. Instagram is like chewing gum for me.
It's like dance music for me. It's something that doesn't have a whole lot of meaning. It's pleasing shapes and things. And
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it, Jody?
Well, I mean, because I remember back a few months ago, I was asked to start an Instagram account for my show.
Yeah.
First off, I don't do the pictures a lot. And secondly, I don't want to put anything on my phone that I'm not going to utilize because you can't upload photographs from your computer on Instagram.
Oh, I know. Yep.
And so to me, then I have an account. It's there, but I can't utilize it because I'm not putting a fucking app that I don't want tracking me. I mean, the Facebook app, I don't even use that. That's not on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go on my phone to use Facebook, I go through their web. I don't go through their app. Well, I refuse to do it.
That's the thing. I mean, I end up on the Instagram Explore tab, which is the little magnifying glass thing if you go there, and Instagram feeds you all of the images that you like to see. And I know in my head, I'm going, this is bad, this is awful, they're tracking me, they're putting together a dossier on everything I like and dislike. And I mean, it's happening electronically through AI and what have you, but still.
Watch The Social Dilemma. I mean, it'll tell you everything.
And Zuckerberg has all of that data.
Just a second.
What?
Because I've had a couple more ideas.
Okay, for acronyms.
Oh, for Ming?
Super spreader events.
Okay, let's hear them.
Call it a mass mucus exchange and splatter, which is mess.
Mess.
Or my personal favorite, snot tub slime machine.
Snot tub slime machine. Oh, my God. Well, that's in the running for the title of today's show. So, what was it again? What was it again? What did you call it again?
Snot tub slime machine.
Slime machine. Okay. Holy God. All right. But there is no acronym for that, though. But so I
know it works.
I like the mess one.
Yeah.
That's what
mass mucus exchange and splatter.
And splatter. because the splatter at the end is great. There's nothing official about
You're
that.
Still thinking in terms of a comics artist.
Of course really, I am.
That would make a really good frame. I feel you.
So federal and state regulators of both parties who investigated the company for 18 months now said in separate lawsuits that Facebook's purchases, especially Instagram, for $1 billion in 2012 and WhatsApp for $19 billion 2 years later eliminated competition that could have one day challenged the company's dominance. And that's the key to all of this, because you know, you kind of hope, those of us who are pissed off at Zuckerberg and hate Facebook, you kind of hope that one day soon Facebook will be replaced, sort of like how Facebook replaced MySpace. And so we're all anxiously anticipating that day when something new and bright and shiny comes along and we all go and we migrate over to that and say, fuck
Let's
you,
Let's just
Zuckerberg.
Restart Friendster. Just restart Friendster.
Friendster, yes, perfect. Oh, my God.
It would be so William Gibson to have everybody cyber squatting on abandoned infrastructures in cyberspace.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, and also people love the nostalgia, right, in this country.
It's all about, I have a MySpace account still.
It's all about reboots. So why don't we just reboot Friendster? There you go. Yeah. Okay, anything else, Goth Ninjas? I think we're done here for the second to last Thursday show before the holiday break.
Myself giggle with snot tub slime machine.
Oh, you know what? Don't say anything else because I forgot to mention what we're doing on New Year's Eve, December 31. We are going to do a special Thursday show, a special New Year's Eve show. Where we're just
I'll dress up.
Yeah.
Are we doing it at midnight? Do we
count
down
I don't
together?
Think so. We're just going to do a regular, we're going to record it at the usual time. People will listen at their leisure. They can listen at midnight if they want to. They can listen the next day if they want to, which would be weird on a New Year's Eve show. But we're just going to...
Let's make it an Ask Me Anything episode.
Oh, that we could do
Send
that
Send in your questions. Ask me, that. Jody, and what's his face over here? Bob! Anything you want. Drugs, sex, rock and roll, and we will answer as honestly as we're able to, without legal ramifications.
We're going to do that, but don't send your questions in yet because I don't have any place for you to send them to. So I'll put up like either a Facebook post or something, a free post up on Patreon or something like that where everyone can jump in the comments and leave their questions all in the same place. So I'm not getting questions from like 12 different sources, like all the various forms of DMing that I get throughout the course of the day. What I mean? So, but yeah, we'll definitely do an Ask Us Anything kind of thing and a whole lot more. The minimal politics, if any politics at all. It'll just be the three of us. And I've invited also Kimberly and Buzz to stop in if they want to stop in too. So. So it's going to be a fun New Year's Eve show. Yeah, we've never done this before. We've never done a New Year's Eve show. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a blast. And, alcoholic beverages
I'll maybe
or other...
even give you guys my collard green recipe.
Oh, perfect.
I'll have mimosas.
Recipes. Yeah.
I'll drink mimosas because it's in the morning hours when I talk to you all.
Perfect. Okay. Well, sounds good. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be so much
champagne
fun.
Champagne and tab is not a mimosa, young lady.
I love my cousin. She sent me 3 12 packs of tab.
Oh,
she
congratulations.
Me. She had to totally knock my dick in the dirt in the Tab Hunter sweepstakes. She sent you cases.
I don't know how she found it. I don't know how she found it.
Cases.
Like, yeah. She sent me a case and a half of tab. I
oh,
love
my
her.
God. Well, you
it's
know what?
If anyone, but I've got to say, I do feel like I've been one-upped.
If anyone can find Oikos 000 chocolate yogurt, oh my God, they've eliminated right, here on the East Coast. They don't have it here anymore. All right, hey, that's the end of the show. Take care, folks.
Nobody, we don't love you like that, Bob.
Bye-bye. The holiday season is the one time of year we all get to indulge in our favorite traditions and feel like a kid again. And no matter what you celebrate, everybody shares in the spirit of giving, whether it's giving gifts to our favorite people or spreading cheer to everyone around you. This year, give yourself and the ones you love an opportunity to look as young as the season makes you feel with Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in just minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet too. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. The results are going to last for hours so you can relax surrounded by loved ones knowing you're always looking your best. Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon, and it's cheaper than a round of hot cocos for you and your loved ones. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal at checkout. Thank you.